This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Whether the tape was obtained improperly or not, but no one so far has come out to challenge the legitimacy of these particular tapes put out by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. They've acted on them.
Absolutely.
So you say the tapes are falsified?
Mr. O'Keefe enjoys falsifying records. He did it with NPR.
What about in this case?
But Kelly, can I ask you, we're at a presidential debate, and Donald Trump made several ridiculous claims tonight.
I hit Donald Trump's representatives with those, but now I have you. I don't play dodgeball, honey.
I play basketball. And I'm just telling you, he tried to score on misinformation. He's trying to score on information that was obtained illegally. You say that you play straight up, but I have to ask you because you were accused
of receiving a debate question before a CNN town hall where they partnered with TV One, and that you had this question on March 12th that verbatim was provided by Roland Martin to CNN the next day. How did you get that question, Donna?
Well, Kelly, since I play straight up, and I'll play straight up with you, I did not receive any questions from CNN. Let's just be
very
clear.
Where did you get it?
First of all, what information are you providing to me that will allow me to see what you're talking about?
WikiLeaks released a March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV One town hall debate.
Kelly?
Where did you get it?
I, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen.
So you deny it.
You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in the gutter.
CNN's Jake Tapper came out and said this was unethical. Somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign. He said, "I love Donna Brazile, but this is very, very upsetting." My understanding is that the email to Donna Brazile came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin. He said, "This is very upsetting and very troubling." That's your own colleague at CNN. It's not Megyn Kelly. Who gave you that question?
Hey, Megyn, once again, I've said it, and I've said it on the record, and I'll say it on the record, and I'll keep saying it on the record. I am not going to try to validate falsified information. I have my documents. I have my files. Thank God I have not had my personal emails ripped off from me and stolen and given to some criminals to come back altered. I have my records, I have my files, and as I've said repeatedly, CNN, in the 14 years I was associated with CNN, I've never received anything. If I had a blank piece of paper, that would basically be the end of this conversation. I never get documents from CNN.
Wow. She was like a dog on a bone. Megyn Kelly, like we were, mentioning this when we talked with Ed Klein in the first hour of today's show, Scott. I mean, she really held her. I mean, does Donna Brazile have any veracity?
Well, it's easy. She gave the answer right at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own documents. Then release them.
Right.
Show them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just show them. if things are being doctored, Then show that how they're doctored.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you got a birth certificate, show a birth certificate, right?
Well, yeah, we could go that route too. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's all this stuff, and then we're gonna blame the Russians. The Russians are getting blamed for everything. I mean, they're like the Charlie Browns of of the election cycle. You know, why is everybody always picking on me, right?
It's going back to McCarthyism.
Yeah.
You know, the big bad boogeyman.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's caught big time. There is no doubt. And, you know, I was really shocked, you know, when she said she was a Christian woman and she knows about persecution. Oh, that's another conversation for another day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as I was mentioning, you know, Donna Brazile's reference of being a Christian. I just have to say this. I mean, this is what galls me. And it just, you know, and it shouldn't be that it galls me as much as it hurts God. How does a Christian align themselves with a Democratic platform? I mean, it was clear in the first 30 minutes of last night's debate what Hillary said, that, you know, she wants to put herself and other women want to put themselves in the position that it's about them, it's about their body. Forget about men. They have no say in the conversation. They have no say in somebody's life. But the women can decide because that's what works for them. That it's about their body. Oh, is it? That's not the way God designed it. And it's still murder. I'm sorry. You know, if you want to debate that issue, it's just, this is what God says. It's clear. And, you know, people who are Christians say, okay, well, I'm a Democrat. I'm a vote down. I can't go along with the Democrat just on that alone. Forget about any other ideology. It is the party of death. And, they've been responsible. And I know there's Republicans who believe in that. And I'm telling you, you're just off. You are greatly off. And we're paying a price for this. We are paying a price here in America because of our position on, you know, on abortion, all in the name of women's rights. Well, what are we doing here? I mean, if we're damaging women, why can't we say something about it like this isn't right? I mean, the empirical evidence, anecdotal information that women are saying, what happens, that they're living with this horrific story and dread that they decided they thought was a good choice because, you know, after all, America says a good housekeeping seal of approval that it's okay. Supreme Court says it's okay. Well, just because they say it's okay doesn't mean it's right. Otherwise, why do you have women grieving? Why do you have men grieving? I believe it's a silent cry that's yet to be heard out, frankly. And that is the cry of men who have been associated with abortions thinking, yeah, it's okay. You know, it's the right thing to do. But then what it all came down to, it was more an issue of convenience. You know, a child was murdered. Your child was murdered in the name of convenience. Almost 98% of the abortions, that is what's driving this force. So I'm sorry, but I have a problem. And I want to call out, you know, Donna Brazile. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's a brilliant woman. Though she got caught with, you know, Hillary, and that's fine. That's up to her to own it up. But the other thing I think she needs to own is how do you own the Democratic platform, and you say you're a Christian. It is antithetical to who God is, who I know about God, and I would believe that she would know about the same thing, but she's so ideologically fixed that she's blind to this whole issue. But enough about that. I want to, you know, I go from that, and then we have this incredible story you know, from Joan Childs. Now, Joan is a clinical social worker, keynote speaker, and author. She's been featured in numerous magazines on many TV shows, including Oprah. Powerfully moving story of her daughter's suicide that left Joan and her family grief-stricken, as you can only imagine, and searching for answers. It's how Joan and her family found the courage to heal, move forward, and find peace that is awe-inspiring. And her book, you know, asks the question, and I think any parent that would go through this experience would ask the same question, and that is, why did she jump? Joan Childs, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I got to tell you, and forgive me, you know, I say, how are you? We say that as a colloquialism, how are you? And I mean that in a very respectful, you know, loving sort of way. I mean, we're part of this human journey, you and I, and you've gone through something most incredible in losing a child to suicide. And it's such a wrenching story of loss. But even in the loss, in getting through to the other side, you offer hope for recovery and healing. And, you know, and God bless you for being vulnerable enough to share your story.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well,
I want to say that there's not a day that goes by. And this happened. My daughter leaped to her death in 1998, July 2nd. So that's 18 plus years ago. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. You never get closure from something like this, but I do want to say that I don't believe that my daughter consciously chose to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. I believe it was her disease, bipolar disorder, that mm-hmm. was her executioner. And I had to make a choice at some point to either be a victim of this, to be just a survivor and keep seeing those videos in my head of her plunging to her death, mm-hmm. or to move on and become a phoenix, which is like that mythological bird that rises from the ashes and takes pain and turns it into power, like so many parents who have suffered every parent's worst nightmare, the parents of the children of Sandy Hook Elementary and right. John Walsh, and there are so many that have made meaning out of their child's life and death. And that was a choice that I made. It was a mm-hmm. conscious choice. Didn't come quickly. It took a long time, but inevitably you have to choose. I had four other children. And,
right, exactly.
And,
mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, it is a constant choice because, you know, as one friend told me, you live life 15 minutes at a time. You just want to get through the next 15 minutes. And then you get to that new 15 minutes, and all of a sudden that thought comes back into mind that knocks you off the rails, and you pick yourself back up, and you get through the next 15 minutes. So it is a process. It's not like all of a sudden you flipped a switch and said, "Hey, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to move on." It is a process that I imagine. Sometimes you thought, "Is this endless or what?"
Yes, I did. You know, when you're in the midst of grieving, and by the way, grieving is the healing feeling. You have to grieve in order to get through it. So it is a process. You're absolutely right. It is not an event.
Hey, Joan, I'm going to stop you there for just a second because we've got a connection problem. All of a sudden, I don't know if you moved somewhere or if we're on a landline in your home, but for some reason it started getting garbled. I don't know. We're not having another silly hurricane coming through Fort Lauderdale or something, are we?
No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. What? I'm sorry, Scott. Scott, help me out here. Is it me on my end? Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing both of you, and I just want to be able to make sure our audience is hearing your story because it is such a powerful story. Scott, I can't even understand you.
Yeah.
It's me. Okay. All right. Well, you're gonna have to be my co-pilot here because I am trying to hold this together. So Joan, you know, with your daughter, I mean, being bipolar, this wasn't something that just happened overnight. This was a process and it had been happening for a while, right?
Yes, bipolar disorder is a spectrum, like autism. It's not like autism, but it's a spectrum, meaning that there's different levels of bipolar. She had the worst, which was bipolar 1, and it's usually what happens is that you become delusional, and it's almost like you have schizophrenic behavior, because you can't discern between what is real and what is imagined. So bipolar one is a very, very serious illness, and most people with it very, very often will.
Well, Joan, we got to leave it there for real quick. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy.
I got to tell you, that's what it comes down to. You know, when you talk about spiritual warfare that Miss Clara was talking about in the movie War Room, and this is what Joan Childs had gone through. Interesting, the spiritual battle that her daughter was dealing with. But in her case, as Joan was explaining to me off the air, is that Pam believed that the devil was coming after her, right, Joan?
Yeah, she had a belief system that she was chosen to be a mediator between God and Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
We could not convince her that it was a delusionary system that she was in. She was convinced.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what we try to do, you cannot do psychotherapy on somebody that has a brain disorder.
Right.
She needed medication. And unfortunately, because she had this belief system, she also believed that the medication was an agent of the devil, so she wouldn't take it properly. So she was completely unmanageable. And as the disease progressed, it went deeper and deeper into this belief system until finally we had no control. She was completely gone. There was no way we could reason with her or make sense. And try to convince her that this was just a belief system that was not true.
Yeah, a faulty belief system. Yes, you. And as you say, Pam was brilliant. You know, a beautiful girl, a psychotherapist. She had a successful business, didn't she?
She had two practices, one in Long Beach, California, and the other one was in Santa Monica. She was very successful. She was the head therapist for the John Bradshaw Institute out in California. He called her a wizard therapist, and it just sort of entered her mind as if it was an insidious, creeping disease that slowly invaded it and turned her into a person that was insane, basically insane. But she would have moments of reality, and they would come and go within moments. In other words, you talked about the 15 minutes.
She'd
be completely normal and lucid, and then 15 minutes later, she can go into this delusionary system where she would say to me, "Mom, you don't understand. I know you think that I'm crazy. I know you think I'm psychotic."
Mm.
And I said to her, "If you had a patient that spoke like this, what would you think?" "Well, I would think they were psychotic, but you don't know. I have seen what I wasn't supposed to see, what most people don't see." "What have you seen?" "I have seen the other side." And she talked about things as if she was a soothsayer, and she predicted so much of what has actually come true that it's very frightening. You wonder if some people do have this kind of extraordinary sensory perception, because she predicted things regarding ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
She predicted the towers coming down way before. This is 1998 that she died, and the towers came down in 2001. She was almost clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very. It was a very difficult thing to manage her, and it broke my heart. It's every parent's a nightmare.
Well, and as you say, this crept ever so slowly. When she was a teenager, you know, you're thinking, all kinds of things, like parents would think, oh, they're moody, or you know, it's just a bad day. It's been okay, but all this bipolar effect is creeping in and taking over her mind slowly but surely. And you would think that somebody who has an understanding of psychotherapy, you always run into that deal of the physician heal yourself.
Right.
If you're convinced, I mean, there's nothing you can do for a patient or anybody that is so ideologically fixed as she was as a result of this bipolar disorder. There's so much that we do not understand about this, and even how prevalent bipolar disorder is in our country.
Yes, the organ that we know least about in our bodies is the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do a lot of neurobiology today to really focus in what happens and what can we do to prevent or at least to treat this thing properly. Because there are many people that live with bipolar disorder and a bipolar 2. That's the other part of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And there are usually people that are very dynamic, and they're very successful. They're very powerful. they're very creative, and she had all that, but she had it to the extreme that it crossed over to a delusionary system, and she became psychotic. So as long as it stays within the bipolar 2 range, it can be treated very well with medication and psychotherapy. But the kind that she had was untreatable. It just, we lost her, and it wasn't that she chose. She would have never, ever in her right mind chosen suicide. I talked to her two nights before, and I asked her, I said, Pam, have you ever thought about killing yourself? And she said, Mom, she was very lucid that night. She said, Mom, that'll never happen. Never would that happen. I would never leave a legacy like that to you, Daddy, and my brothers and sisters. And she tried to convince me, and 2 days later, she jumped from 15 stories from her father's apartment. I was out of town when it happened. So it was really almost like she had a delusionary system that threw her out the window. But, you know, there are over 6 million people in the United States that suffer from bipolar disorder. And over, there is like 40,000 suicides a year, more suicides than homicides. And it's the second leading cause of death with young adults between the ages of 18 to 25. So it's pretty pervasive. And the sad news, the saddest news, is that we don't have places to treat these people.
Right.
They fall through the cracks.
Joan, how did you get through this?
Well, like I said, we both said the same thing, that it's a process. At first you go into this, there's different layers of grief. First thing you go through is denial, or in my case, shock. You don't want to believe that it happened. And your body goes into a physical shock. My blood pressure ran up to, from normally 116 over 70, it went up to 180 within moments. And it felt like a sword went through my stomach and up through my head. It's a feeling I never had, and I hope to God I never have it again. So you go into shock. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who was a psychiatrist, talked about the different stages of grief because she studied death and dying and wrote many books about it. But in her case, it was people that had terminal disease and had to come to acceptance through the five stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, my daughter didn't have it. We didn't have any idea she had a terminal disease. It turned out, but you still, as the parents and the family and her siblings, we all went through the cascade of going through the grief. The first stage is denial. Then you go into anger. How did this happen? Why did this happen? You get mad at the system. You get mad at God. You get mad at yourself. You get mad at the doctors, the hospitals. Everybody gets your anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the anger, you go into bargaining, but bargaining is too late. It's because you don't bargain when you lose a child.
What do you have to bargain with?
You don't have anything to bargain, but bargaining is one of the stages of grief when you get a terminal disease and you bargain, just let me live to my daughter's wedding, or let me live to my daughter has a baby, or my son gets married. But not in this kind of a thing, not when somebody dies on you without having a disease, and terminal, that you see them dying over a period of time like cancer, or they're suffering from other terminal illnesses. So you don't have bargaining in something like this. You go from anger to depression, and from depression you go into finally acceptance. It, again, like what you said, I totally agree and support what you're saying, that it is a process. It took me 7 years to get to acceptance.
Wow.
In those 7 years, I wrote the book, and it was a way of discharging the pain, the anguish, the sorrow, the grief that I had by getting it out of my system. I had nowhere to go. I had to work. I had four other children. I had to support myself. So I had to get up, and I found that working was a great distraction, and it also helped me to help others. By helping others, I was actually helping myself, because I am a therapist.
Right.
And I was counseling patients.
We've only got about 10 seconds left here, Joan. I'm sorry. But anyway, again, I appreciate your vulnerability and your openness and sharing the book. Why did she jump? Joan Childs on Bill Martinez Live.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Block is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Block is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Dr. Alan Hamilton is with us. He's been chosen by his neurosurgical peers as one of America's best doctors for the last 18 consecutive years, selected as one of the leading intellects of the 21st century. He's been the senior medical advisor for 200 episodes of Grey's Anatomy and had the same role for 6 years with a private practice. He recently wrapped up work, including an on-camera stint as an operating surgeon in Mark Wahlberg's movie about the Boston Marathon bombing. Dr. Hamilton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I'm fine.
Hey, what a background. How much fun. Hey, you're a doctor in real life. You play a doctor in the movies. I mean, you got the best of both worlds.
It was a real stretch for me to get dressed in scrubs and be in the operating room. But
yeah,
it was fun to see the people in Boston. And I have to tell you, till you're there, I grew up in Boston, went to Harvard and did my residency at the Massachusetts General Hospital, but to be there and finally see many of the victims and the families of the victims who had been through the marathon bombing, I'll tell you, it really rekindled how severe a blow this was to Boston and how the people really rallied around it. We got to meet a lot of the people that were going to play, that we, you know, the actors were going to play their characters in the movies, but
right.
to meet them for real was quite something.
Well, you know, and the thing is, though it was Boston, and I know Boston really took that as their own, it, in a lot of ways, it was kind of like 9/11. It became the people's problem. I know that people, you know, at that one point when Poppy, David Ortiz, spoke to the crowd there, in Red Sox Stadium, it transcended. I mean, it was more than just Boston. It was America coming together again. And, you know, to be a witness to this kind of horrific devastation and the attack on the people here, you know, it united us.
I think, you know, it's so clear when you see all the divisiveness in the country, and then you see how really, truly glorious this country is when we all pull together.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the things that just is angering so many people now, is that, they've sort of fashioned us into a country divided, which is not our nature at all.
Exactly.
And I think in so many ways we're a good people who want to reach out and help each other and want to be shoulder to shoulder. And there's this wonderful feeling of unity. And when you see how Boston, you know, Boston's strong, how they pulled together after this, and you just go, that's what America's about. And, you know, that's what really makes us. That's what really powers this country. That's the engine, if you will, underneath all the patriotism that really fires us up.
Yeah, I mean, people can look back, and I know in today's educational system, a lot is missed out in terms of the civics and the history of our great country. But what you speak of is the heart and soul of this country. This is what makes us so unique. So special that other people are drawn to, that there are people that actually, you know, you can knock on your neighbor's door and get a cup of coffee and just talk,
Or you can be by the side of the road and somebody's going to stop and say, can I give you a hand?
Right. Exactly.
You know, I can't tell you the number of times I see that, or you see somebody struggling to get something in their car at Walmart and three other people jump up and say, you know, let me help you get that in. And, it's just those moments of kindness. They're what bind us together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hearing you share that, I get on an airplane. You watch, I always get a kick out of these women. I don't know how they get these oversized bags, but somehow they drag them on. And, you know, there's always plenty of guys to stand up. You know, chivalry is not dead. They stand up. They help them, get them up there. And, it's just amazing. Go, how did you get this big bag in here, man? They just, you know, they rejected my bag, but yours was able to get on.
You think there needs to be a component of Olympic weightlifters who need to be on every single plane, because I've never seen bags so heavy as what those women are trying to get and wrestle into the overhead compartment. But there's always somebody there. And I'm always reminded, you know, I always think back to 9/11. I was testifying in front of Congress on 9/11 that morning, and I'm a veteran and served in Operation Desert Storm. And when you come out and they ordered the evacuation and you see the skies over your country's capital, over the White House and the Congress, you see them filled with gunships and F-18s, and you see smoke billowing out of the Pentagon. And there was complete gridlock, so I walked to Bethesda Naval Hospital and reported for duty. And, you know, you just have this surge that runs through you when you feel like your country's under attack, and you know you realize that it could be anywhere, it could be everybody. Mm-hmm. But I always think back on Pennsylvania, and I always think never again. You know, I always say, man, the poor guy whoever stands up on an airplane and says, you're all hostages, that's going to be the last words he ever breathes.
Exactly.
You know, and there have been so many acts of courage like that since, but I think we all have understood that, you know, we all need to come forward and we all need to act. And as you know, there have been so many times like that on that train where some, guys who were on TDY
jumped up and subdued that
character with on the train, and got the Legion of Honor from France for their bravery and everything. And you just remember we're all in this together, and the one person who stands up is almost always going to have brothers and sisters around him.
Exactly. Well, you know, and it's moments like that, the hyphenations don't matter, the color of one's skin, those things that, you know, some prevailing forces for some reason, it is to their benefit that we, you know, we remain the un-United States, but yet at the very core of who we are is that goodness. It is that compassion. It is that united desire, because we know, and historically we've been taught, and I think almost intrinsically, Dr. Hamilton, that we understand that united we stand. We do stand. And when we have been united, those sweet moments in the country, we've been able to overcome, whether it was after being attacked in Pearl Harbor, as we come close to celebrating again December 7th. You know, what we had to do in order to rebuild our naval, you know, to rebuild the Navy, and how we turned out ships, which was up to that point taking such an, you know, an incredible amount of time to build. And, you know, the president said, we got to do this faster.
Yeah. I had an opportunity. My wife's a singer, and her choral group was selected this year to do the choral concert for the commemoration of the American Cemetery at Omaha Beach.
Mm.
So, you know, you and I recommend every American do this once in their lives. And you go to that cemetery, and there's all these thousands of crosses which are peering out across the ocean towards America, towards right. home, and you see literally father buried next to son, brother next buried next to brother. And you realize that on that beach in those first few hours, here were 17, 18, 19-year-old kids who were coming onto a beach where people were dying at the rate of two people every second.
Yes.
And they never stopped. They knew that they had to be there for their brother, you know, soldier. They never stopped.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Alan Hamilton, chosen by his neurosurgical peers as one of America's best doctors. He's also been a consultant, senior medical advisor for 200 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, also involved in Mark Wahlberg's movie about the Boston Marathon bombing. And we've got more from the good doctor coming up after this quick break. Stay with us, America. We're going to be talking about leading with your heart, lessons from a life with horses, with Dr. Alan Hamilton on Bill Martinez Live. Remember, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you, good, bad, indifferent. Let us know what's on your heart and on your mind, okay? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Alan Hamilton continues, who, in addition to his distinguished career in medicine, I mean, you hear about his background, and it makes you seem like maybe we just didn't work hard enough in our lives by comparison, because on top of this, I mean, doing movies and a distinguished doctor and all these good things, believe it or not, he's a horse trainer. Yes, he's the horse whisperer. Whose insights working with them have cast light on humanity. The fruit of his work includes his book, Lead With Your Heart, Lessons from a Life with Horses. It taps into both his experience as a trainer of these magnificent animals and as a celebrated neurosurgeon leading readers to examine themes such as the self and others, leadership, power, and trust, and ambition, and humility, learning, teaching, motivation, and gratitude. I got to tell you, Dr. Hamilton, my experience, I love horses. I think they're just so majestic, just incredible animals. But somehow when I get on the back of a horse, they know they can have fun with me.
Well, that's one of their great talents is they can see right through us.
Yes.
We can tell lies to each other, lies to ourselves. But the great thing about being with a horse is that horse is reading your energy and your emotion and, just accepting you for who you are, scared, confident, humble, indifferent. The horse just reads what it sees in your body. So it kind of, it's kind of like a mirror. It just reflects it all back to you.
Maybe that's a litmus test for our politicians, how we select our next president. We put them on a horse and see what happens, right?
Horses would tell America quite a story, I think. They would turn around and say, you can do better.
So here it is. You're working with horses, and throughout this process, you're admiring these animals as I do, and you're saying, whoa, I mean, the horse is whispering to me about life.
Yeah. My life started off, I came from a house with domestic violence. My mom and took my brother and I and out, and my grandfather raised us, and he was a cavalry officer. And so I spent a lot of time with him as he raised me around horses and began to really understand from him just how majestic these creatures are. But, he always taught me when you're training a horse, what you really come up against is yourself.
Wow.
Because the horse will do whatever the partnership dictates, but the partnership can only go as far as you are dedicated to that horse and you're showing integrity with that horse. Mm. And so, you know, I always say when you, you know, when people bring horses to me, I go, you know, I don't have, horses with horse problems. I have horses with people problems.
Exactly.
and then I gotta get to work on them, but I also gotta get to work on their owners to say, okay, we're going to overcome these problems that mm-hmm. you're having with your horse.
Well, you see, I need you. See, because you could help me. You could help me manage this issue because I love these animals and I've always, I don't know, even as a young kid, I saw myself riding horses. But when I get to that point, there is something, you know, something deficient in me, something that the horse is seeing, maybe because I just am not the, maybe I need to be more of an alpha animal with them or something.
No, you know, it's funny because everybody sort of thinks, oh, you know, you got to be stronger. You got to be, the whole thing with horses is partnership. They'll go as slowly as you need to go till you feel confident. But the thing is, you're dealing with a 1,200-pound creature.
Yeah, okay? Oh, by
so,
the way.
So, right. So, you know, you turn around and go, well, how far is this might is right going to take me? You know,
yes.
Not very far, ultimately.
Right.
If that horse says, no, I don't think I'm going to go with you, he's not going to go with you. So the real connection between that horse is your mind interacting with his mind, your heart interacting with his heart. And, in fact, the only times I've ever gotten hurt by a horse was when I lacked integrity, when I wanted something like I was, you know, at a clinic and I wanted to show off and make sure he did something for the people in the clinic. Uh-huh. You know, or something. And then what I did, I was after something. I was like mm-hmm. a predator again. I was after something out of him. And you know, I realized later, you know, the horse was just saying, look, you're my partner for life. Don't throw me under the bus just because
right.
there's some people out in those bleachers that you're trying to impress. And then I realized, you know, I don't care. I don't have to impress them. You mm-hmm. know, what I need to do is maintain my integrity with my horse. And that's
right.
what I have to really hold true to. And, you know, in a way, going back to this election, that's really what we want from our politicians is that they maintain their integrity with us and they don't have an agenda. And I write mm-hmm. about that in the book. I write about how agendas kill relationships
mm-hmm.
Because you start worrying more about what your goals are than you do about whether or not the horse is coming along with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the horses keep you very humble. And you keep coming back and you think, oh, here I've been training horses for 30 years. There's nothing new. It's not true. Every single day, horses teach me something new, something oh. different, something that helped me be a better person.
Yeah, and a lot of that is goes back to that old axiom that it's not all about me. And it's tough because our culture has become rather narcissistic. You know, with all the selfies and the social media stuff mm-hmm. that's going on, we've been really feeding that part of our humanity to such an overwhelming degree that we're losing such a critical part of who we really are that that really, as you say, buttresses up that sense of integrity and ethic and morality that's so important.
Well, I think the other thing is, you know, the horse is saying over and over and over again, we're in it together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think horses admire leaders who show, you know, what I call the four C's in the herd. That's, you know, control, command, compassion, and communication. And they're looking for a leader who puts themselves at risk for the benefit of the herd. Mm-hmm. And when they go somewhere, they don't go, oh, there's just enough water for me, so forget the rest of the herd. They're looking for enough water for everybody. And when they go, there's enough browse for everybody,
mm-hmm.
that's where they stop. And
right.
if the slowest member of the group is slowing them down, they stay with the slowest member of the group till they get to safety.
Right.
And they have wonderful ideas about leadership, and that is you earn leadership every single day in the herd.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you were the leader yesterday doesn't mean, unless you can prove that you deserve to be the leader every day, then the herd won't follow you.
Wow, that's a great point, Tom, that every day it's a new chapter. And a new opportunity to either be the leader that rises up or be the one that falls.
And I think the same thing's true. I mean, I wish I had learned the lessons about parenting that horses taught me a lot
mm-hmm.
earlier. But I think same comes true when being a good spouse or being a good parent. You've got to do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to say, you know, what am I doing now today that makes me a good parent, that shows that my child, I'm putting time aside, truly aside, to be with them, and I don't have an agenda. I always think back when my kids were teenagers and they would say something that was going to infuriate me. I was just waiting for them to take a breath before I could tell them what I thought they should be doing, what was right. Mm-hmm. And I realized later, you know, with horses, they go, be patient. Just let them tell their story and listen with all your heart. And don't be so intent on getting your opinion out there.
Right. That perspective of driving our own agenda, boy, does that get in the way of relationships, doesn't it?
It blows them up. I mean, it's like pulling the pin on a grenade, because what it means is you're saying, what I want is more important than us compromising and being together and working as a team and being a partnership. And with a horse, you will lose that horse's focus so fast. That horse, you know, if I look down at my watch and I go, I got 10 more minutes, let me get this done. The horse goes, okay, you care more about the watch than you do about me.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Over and over and over again, those agendas kill relationships.
Yeah. The instincts that horses have, it's just uncanny, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think if there's one message, if a horse could give you one message in life, it's that you are connected to things. Whether you want to recognize that you're connected or not, that's your problem. But I'm here to tell you and to show you and to demonstrate with you physically how connected you are. And if you want to take that lesson to heart, then it will change the way you see the world. Mm-hmm. It'll change the way you see people. It'll change your relationships with me and with your family and with your coworkers. And that's really why I wrote the book. I used to walk around with these 3x5 index cards on the back of my blue jeans when I was riding, and I had one of those little golf pencils, jot these things down. And then, you know, I came up with about 112 lessons that I kept saying, man, these are lessons for life. These aren't lessons just for horses.
Right, exactly. Well, very cool. Well, then, and here we go in terms of, I guess one of the keys that have been coming up for me, Dr. Hamilton, is this spirit of invalidation in this country. And I think this is what's grieving America, is that their voices don't count anymore. And this is part of, I think, why we're off the wrong, you know, we find ourselves on the wrong track, is that so many voices are being invalidated, that if you're not part of the language and the order of the day, you know, and you're fitting into, as you say, somebody's driven agenda, then you're disqualified and you're not able to participate any longer. And I think this is why we have this groundswell resistance across this country right now, that I believe the mainstream media and the polling folks and that are just not quite recognizing it. But it's the same thing that ruffled everybody's feathers in Europe, and why England left and they did the Brexit on the European Union.
You know, there's something in the book I talked to that relates to this, and that is when you start telling a horse where to go, okay, and you start pulling on that lead rope, that horse pulls back. And you pull harder, the horse pulls back, and bit by bit, you're wasting an awful lot of energy going nowhere.
Right.
And so, at a certain point, you have to make up your mind, how do I get this horse to curve and compromise with me? How do I get this horse to follow me of his own free will, because he senses that I have respect for him? Mm. And I'm always looking for these curves of compromise where everybody feels included, not excluded. And I think that's what's happening now, is we feel left out.
Right, and they're fighting back, and they say they don't want to take it anymore. I'll tell you, this could be quite a healing experience and opportunity for our country, and maybe what some would feel like what's slipping away, this constitutional republic, can be regained. What a powerful book, great insight, you know, with your book, Lessons from a Life with Horses, Lead with Your Heart. Dr. Alan Hamilton has been with us. Dr. Hamilton, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
My name is Liam. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson.